We'll do it live!
You are listening to the AMC Report with your host, Ryan Dawson.
Israel continues its attack on Palestine, especially in Gaza, where they just bombed a media car downtown and killed the driver and killed the medics. And then we have ABC over in the United States showing pictures of the destruction in Gaza and telling everybody that it's Israel, even though it's actually Gaza. They're trying to claim that the homemade rockets from Hamas are doing what Israeli missiles from F-15s are doing in Gaza by showing the damage in Gaza and proclaiming that it's Israel. Completely fake news. That's right out of Diane Sawyer. And of course, nobody at ABC recognized this. They made it all the way on air, and it will not have a retraction. Of course, they did notice. They didn't care. It's all about deception. That's what they do. Now, over 50 Palestinians have been murdered, and over 450 wounded. This collective punishment stems from pervasive racism, and it goes all the way up to the top. It's not a few bad apples. It's the majority of Israelis living in Israel are fucking racist and unapologetic about it. The day before, a 16-year-old Palestinian kid was kidnapped and burned alive by six Israeli thugs. An Israeli lawmaker, Eilat Shecht, called for genocide of the Palestinians. She said things, this is all in Hebrew, but she said things like, the entire Palestinian people is the enemy, including its elderly and its women, the cities and its villages, its property and its infrastructure. She calls for the slaughter of Palestinian mothers who give birth to little snakes. This woman's in the Knesset. She's part of the Jewish Home Party, which is part of Israel's ruling coalition. Now, was she reprimanded for that, calling for genocide and saying Palestinian mothers give birth to little snakes, that we should just kill them all? Can you imagine a U.S. lawmaker saying that? Even about Iran, can you imagine anybody saying moms give birth to little snakes and we should just kill everybody? Can you imagine someone saying that about the Jews? Can you imagine some lawmaker in America or anywhere else saying we should kill all of the Jews and Jewish moms just give birth to little snakes? And can you imagine the entire world being deaf on that? Nobody bringing it up? Nobody calling for them to resign or anything? This woman's praised. She had over 5,000 likes on her Facebook post about it. It was shared thousands of times. Because they agree. If a Palestinian commits a crime, well, that's because of his genetics. They're all fucked up and we should just murder all of them. Why do they hate us just because we colonize them, knock down their houses, and shoot their children? We didn't do anything. We're exceptional. God chose us to be the bestest people in the universe, and this is our land because it's in this book we wrote. That's the justification for these psychotic, racist colonists. The three colonists who were killed, one of them was a sniper in the military, by the way, but the three colonists that were killed, it was known that they were already dead, but Netanyahu went ahead, whipped up a racist frenzy first, and then, oh, shock, they're all dead. Three Israelis. It's sad for anyone to die, but you don't collectively condemn an entire population because, hey, they look like the people who did it, and the evidence for how those three Israelis were really killed and who did it is already becoming very suspicious and fishy. But let's just go with the official narrative. It still doesn't justify collective racism and taking military aircraft and bombing villages with it, killing over 50 people so far. It is a racist, it's beyond apartheid. They're just wiping them out slowly. Slowly wiping them out, forcing them to move, taking their homes and property so that they can exclusively have land for their religion and their race. It is a racist population. They brainwash their children into this bullshit of Jew and Gentile. They divide the entire earth into their group and not their group. Nobody else does that. No one. Other religions, Christianity, Islam, etc., they're inclusive, not exclusive. As long as you believe in the tenets of the faith, then you can join the faith. It's not a birthright. It's not like you have to be part of the race to have the beliefs in the faith. Of course, the faith incorporates racism in it by saying, we are the chosen race of God, if you take the Zionist version of it. And there are Zionist Christians as well that believed in the same horrible bullshit. They are murdering children, burned a teenager to death. Then the cops beat up his cousin, and then these Israelis put pictures of the guy who had a really fat lip and busted face, 15-year-old kid, and got ganged by armed police. If he fights back at all, they'll shoot him, of course, and he's Palestinian and nothing will happen. They put his busted up face next to a picture of a pig. They call them animals, lower than animals. There's a deep-seated hatred for Palestinians. And then Hamas, which Israel created, fires rockets into empty fields, if it's even Hamas and not the Israelis themselves, but whoever it is doing no damage and just offering them a pretext for wholesale slaughter. Oh, you flicked me. I get to hit you with a hammer now. They fire rockets, supposedly at Dimona, which is too far away, but that's where Israel has its secretive and stolen nuclear technology in their facility. They don't do any whit of damage, and then Israel comes and bombs cities as a reaction. This Israeli lawmaker, Ayelet Shaked, should meet public ridicule because she's not going to face any political consequences for what she says. The lady is an insane racist lunatic. She fits right in Israel, and I think, at minimal, there should be public outcry towards what she said and what she believes and that which she represents. And it's not just people talking smack, because they carry these things out. They just burned a teenager alive, beat another one, and killed 50 other people. Racist gangs trying to purify the land for their chosen race. You don't need Godwin's law anymore. All you have to do is give the example of the Israelis.